What is up? Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to an episode of the Shred Show. But it's Rise and Shred. It's early in the morning. You can see Mr. Katie's got his cup. I've got a cup. It's early, but we're excited to be hanging out with you. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to rise and shred. Welcome to the show live with me, Josh Pitts. Very excited with everybody loves him. Everybody talks about him. The only, the epic mortgage guy, Andrew Katie. What's up, brother? How are you this morning?
How you doing, man?
Oh, dude, whenever I get to hang out with you, Andrew, it's just a good day. It puts a smile on my face. I can't help but just be excited. And for all those who are joining us right now, you're joining us live. I know it's early, but we got a lot of fun things to talk about. If you're joining us live right now, make sure you comment down below, hashtag epic, because it's going to be an epic morning this morning with me and Andrew. And if you're joining us on the replay, as always, comment hashtag hustle, because you're out there getting it done and you're hustling. But Andrew, right now, it's kind of some crazy times and nothing big's going on, right? It's just another day at the office. We're just having a good time. Nothing to worry about, right?
Just business and life is normal. Nothing special going on. I don't even know where on video here together. I have no idea right now.
No reason to be, but I have to highlight, guys, Andrew has taken time out of his incredibly busy schedule. He's actually hanging out with his family. You can see he showed me his view earlier, and let's just say his view doesn't suck this morning. He's in a beautiful location hanging out with his family, and I want to start with that, Andrew, because honestly, amidst all the chaos, all that's going on, you still take time out to spend time with those who are important most. We love our clients, love everybody that we take care of, but you're spending some time with family today.
Yeah, so, you know, my thought is, you know, do I do what I do on a daily basis for my family, or do I do it for other people? You know, the reality is what I do day in and day out is to provide for my family, and if I can't take some time to spend that time with them and enjoy it, then what's the whole purpose of what we do? I mean, yes, you know, hindsight's 20/20. If I could have chosen a different week to be out of town on vacation, I would most certainly have done that. My phone has been on fire, but you know what? I'm here. I'm going to enjoy it. We are working on a 2,000-piece puzzle. I'm going to go do some ATV riding today and just enjoy a little bit of family time.
I don't see you as a puzzle guy, but now that you've talked, maybe I could see you as a puzzle guy, as a matter of fact, and just hanging out with the family, doing some puzzles, you know, just enjoying the simple things in life, right?
Exactly. Yeah. We initially had a cruise book for this week, but that cruise did not happen. So we decided to go the opposite directions and kind of, you know, dare we say it, self-quarantine ourselves, kind of put ourselves in a cabin at the top of a mountain and just spend a week away from everything right now.
I love it. I love it. So why you and I are on this show this morning is because, you know, right now is such probably, in my opinion, a crucial and probably could be more important to be taking the social media, to be talking to your audience, to be getting in front of them. And social media, really, you're able to leverage a much broader audience. Yeah, I mean, as great as a CRM is, dialing every single client that we have, social media can be so impactful. And you're one of those people who are influencing so many people. And I wanted to bring you on because if you don't follow Andrew Katie, you have to follow him this morning. Go on LinkedIn, go on Facebook. But Andrew, you do such an incredible job when it comes to educating your audience. And we were kind of talking about being the expert, being the advisor, as some people talk about. How important is that right now in what's going on?
I actually think it's more important than it's ever been. I was talking to a couple of my friends in the mortgage business last week, and I think this is the opportunity to kind of seize market share, to be seen as the expert and not be seen as the guy that's just crying that the sky is falling or just regurgitating other people's information. But if you've done what you're supposed to do for the last, let's call it 2-3 years in this industry, and that's really begin to learn why markets do what they do and what the implications are and what the ramifications are of downturns in markets and upturns in markets, you have an opportunity right now to be spending your time really educating people and ultimately earning future referrals by doing that.
I think education more than fear is a lot of people. I've seen some posts on social media that they're almost trying almost scare tactics, which that's not something that we want to instill in the people who trust us. Is like, hey, this guy is falling, so you need to do this now. Like, it is so much more impactful, like you said, to be informative, to be educational, and something you've really turned to. You're one of those guys too, that you have the facts. You can talk about markets. You're very well versed in that, which to me is something that, like me, like I just stay away from the markets. I know what I'm good at and I stay in that lane. But you're one of those guys, again, this is your career. You go above and beyond. You really educate yourself. In times like this, who do you turn to for, like, again, I know that you're an expert, but who are you listening to when it comes to, like, hey, I'm going to go listen to this morning so I can be up to date and be like ready to talk to my audience?
You know, I think there's probably only one answer to that, and I think you know the answer to it. It'd be Gary Habib with MBS Highway. I've said it in my last video. I'll say it again today. If you are in the mortgage industry and you're not following along with it, Barry Habib, and you're not subscribed to MBS Highway, I question whether you're actually a mortgage originator. The daily updates that come out, the market knowledge, I mean, the fact that we got a impromptu 9 p.m. on a Sunday night, 15-minute video that breaks down why the Fed did what they did. For me, you know, coming into this industry only just about 5 years ago, next month will be 5 years, I didn't have any knowledge of the markets. And so I don't want to kind of BS my way through this business. I want to become the best at what I do. So learning the markets and why the markets are doing what they do is so important. And I couldn't do what I do on a daily basis without the connections I have. Primarily would be Barry Habib with MBS.
So I want to further this a little bit. When it comes to educating and informing your audience, is it all about rates? I mean, what is to being the advisor? What does that truly mean to you? Is it just markets? Is it just that? Or is it more than that?
You know, honestly, I mean, we can all say it's not rate, but to the end consumer, that is the kind of end all be all. You know, they're looking at rate. But right now, I think there's panic and there's fear. And it's sad to see and it's sad to say that a lot of this panic and fear is actually being caused by people in our own industry standing on the street corner screaming, the sky is falling. For me, I want to look very constructively at this. And I want to say, here's where we are today. I want to be a realist. I'm not going to stand out there and say it's all roses right now and everything's beautiful. But at the same time, I don't want to over-exaggerate it and try and give these, like you said, scare tactics to get people off the fence. This, more than ever, is a time where you need to be, if you're in the mortgage or if you're in the market to be buying or refinancing, you want to be working with someone who is an expert, not just someone that can quote you a low rate. There's a lot of headset jockeys out there that are willing to throw out a 2.2 interest rate. I'm not quoting APRs because I don't know what that would be. There's a lot of headset jockeys that are out there doing that. But if you go and you actually start looking at it, they were flipping burgers at Wendy's 3 weeks ago and they just became a loan officer and they have no idea what they're doing. Working with an expert in this market would be the absolute best decision that a consumer could make.
And I 100% agree with you. And I know you're not knocking anybody in particular here. I know you're stating the facts, because being that you've only been, what is so impressive to me, and I've told you this before, we've had you on the show, being that you've only been doing this for 5 years, Andrew, like, that truly blows my mind. You know, I've been doing it, you know, 2-3 times. Oh, we got alarms going off. That's always fun. 2-3 times longer than you have, but you still, like, you've made this your career. You've made, like, you are the expert. You are an advisor within the industry now. And you've done it just because you said, you know what, guys, I'm committing myself to this. There are plenty of companies hiring those, like you said, those loan jockeys, if you will, where everybody's just a number and they're just there quoting the lowest interest rate. And as important as rate is, we all know rate's important, but at the same time, being an advisor, being able to look into the future, that long-term advice, ultimately, that's probably more important than the right now. Would you agree?
I would agree 100%. I think the move that we're going to see in the next, let's call it 8 weeks. Right now, we're starting to see what, and I don't know this unequivocally, but from what the outward appearances look like, we're starting to see a run on banks. All the futures this morning are down. When we see money being pulled out of the stock market, traditionally, you're going to see another market, whether it be treasuries, whether it be gold, whether it be cryptocurrency, you're going to see another one where that money's going into. And we're not seeing that even this morning again, which tells me that there's a run on cash. People are pulling cash out. And what I think a lot of American consumers are failing to realize right now is they have a huge bank account. Home appreciation has been at record highs for the longest time right now. We have value in homes, and there's opportunities right now where people could come in and cash out refinance. And I know that's a big word. I don't want to tap the equity in my home. Well, if you're going to the bank and you're making a run on the bank, why not look at the equity position in your property? I told the story yesterday on live, and I'll say it again. I saved the family a couple of weeks ago over $1,400 per month of monthly payments. Whew. By pulling, we didn't even tap all the equity in their home. We left $120,000 in equity in their home, but we paid off three vehicles and two high balance credit cards and rolled them back out to a 30-year mortgage at a higher interest rate than they were at before. But the reality is it saves them $1,400 a month. And I'll bet that family today is extremely happy they pulled that trigger, because their bills just went down, their savings just went up, and we gave them $60,000 cash to put in the bank at the same time.
Dude, mic drop. Like, that's just it. That's when you really understand long-term. Again, they got a higher interest. Like, most people are always like, no, I got to give them the lowest interest rate. Sometimes it's looking at all the options, being a true advisor, looking at somebody's financial situation, saying, you know what? Let's take a step back here. Like, let's actually look at this. Let's break this down. Dude, $1,400, dude, that's life-changing, especially in the industry or the economy and the market, the way things are going right now. $1,400 can change everything for somebody right now. And
the funny thing was, is that client called me just to do a rate and term refi. They called me to see if they could get a better rate on their mortgage. And I said, well, let's take a look at it. And I told them, listen, rates are a little better. We could come down a little bit on your rate, but I'm looking at your credit report and I'm looking at your monthly debts and I'm looking at the equity position in your house. And I just said, would you mind if I just gave you guys a structured idea of what you could do? I tell every client, at the end of the day, it's your money. I will never make you spend it any way you don't want to. But let me be an advisor and show you what's possible. And when I sent them this breakdown, this four-page breakdown of what their family could save, and then if they reinvested that $1,400 back into their house, they took that $1,400 they were saved and just tacked it onto their new mortgage payment, they'd pay their new mortgage off in 11 and a half years. So we're rolling you out to a 30-year rate or a 30-year loan. Yes, we're raising your interest rate. But you could pay that mortgage off in 11 years by taking the extra money we're saving you and dumping it back into the house.
See, and again, that goes back to just being the advisor, being that local expert that can look at everything, look at all aspects of somebody's financial future and say, hey, you know what? Let's take a step back. I know you're all about rate, just do it a rate term, but let's look long term. Again, that's where I think guys like yourself and guys and gals in our industry who are really continuing to succeed and who are really continuing to grow in a time like this, they are being an advisor. They're showing their true value. We always talk about value in this industry. How are you being valuable to your referral partners? How are you being valuable to your clients? This is one of those ways you truly can be valuable, is not just having the rate conversation, but actually having a long-term financial conversation. And I think that's where we should be have more of those. So Andrew, I wanted to bring you on the show this morning. You've hit on so many highlights and we've kind of touched on this, but as all these originators, as real estate professionals all across the entire industry are really looking for ways to start differentiating themselves on social media, what would you recommend? What should they start putting out? How regularly should they start putting out? You're kind of one of those guys who, you know, the power of social media, you use it so well, but for those who are, again, this is changing the world for a lot of people, where should they start? How should they start posting? How should they start utilizing social media?
Oh, well, I mean, ideally, they could just share my posts, but I won't do that to them.
just share the Epic Mortgage Guys post in your set, guys. Don't worry about it. That's good.
That's it. It's over. Oh, I got my daughter joining me this morning. And with vacation, right? With the kitty cat. You know what I would say would be don't hype. Don't take the craziest news story you find and just share it. Actually do some research. Actually become an expert in what you're going to talk about. Otherwise, let someone else talk about it. Don't just throw stuff out there because you read it somewhere. Go verify it. Go dive into it. And then once you verify that it's real, try to take an hour of your life. Half of us are on quarantine anyways. We don't have a lot going on. So take an hour of your life and try to figure out why it's happening. Because it's one thing to state something is happening. It's a whole different thing to break down why it's happening. It's one thing to say, you know, quantitative easing. It's another thing to be able to actually take 10 minutes and explain to someone what quantitative easing is. Be seen as the expert. Lots and lots and lots of live videos. I'm about to, as soon as we get off here, I'm going to go out and do another live video on the deck this morning and talk about what we're seeing and where we're going. You know, for me, I think social media is right now the most powerful tool on earth. We see that. I'm not going to get into politics, but love or hate our president, we see the power of his Twitter account. Oh. We see it move our markets. We see it move world markets. The power of social media is unlimited. And if we're not tapping into that resource right now, we're being foolish. But don't tap into that resource if you're not knowledgeable. Don't do it just to spitball. Don't do it just to get the next deal. Give valuable knowledge for free and let the chips fall where they may.
Dude, that in itself, like that, you've given some incredibly powerful stuff this morning, Andrew, but that, like that last, guys, you got to go listen to that minute, that last 45 seconds again, because you couldn't have said that any better. Like you, so many people, they see something on Facebook or they see something on the internet and they just take it and they run with it. They're like, oh, I heard this. And they're not verifying sources. They're not doing anything. If you truly want to be the expert, you have to be willing to do a little bit of research, do a little bit of back studying. Like you said, we're all quarantined anyway. You got a little bit of time. So before you go out and post something to your audience that may or may not, then once you post, here's the thing. Once you lose that trust and that confidence of your audience, especially via social media, dude, it's very hard to get it back. So you have to make sure you're honest. You have to make sure the information you're giving them, it is correct and it's actually valuable. So, man, I cannot agree with you more and I cannot thank you enough. I don't want to take any more time away from your family. It looks like the kids are getting this morning. It's time for you to go jump on video. So ladies and gentlemen, again, if you don't follow Andrew Cady, go check out the Epic Mortgage Guy on Facebook, on LinkedIn, you have Instagram as well. Where else do you post?
I am Epic Mortgage Guy on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, Snapchat, Twitter, TikTok, YouTube.
TikTok. That's a whole nother conversation for another day. Are you TikTok? Are you TikToking, bro? I didn't know you were on TikTok.
There. I've already gone viral on there. I got 1 million or 2 million views on one of my videos.
Oh my gosh, ladies and gentlemen, that's a conversation for another day. But TikTok, that's awesome. Again, but that just goes to show, ladies and gentlemen, you've got to find ways to be creative. You got to find ways to put yourself out there in unique and valuable ways. And clearly, the Epic Mortgage Guy, Andrew Cady, is doing that. So, Andrew, as always, brother, I appreciate you. I'm so grateful for you coming on the show this morning.
Appreciate you, man. Have a good day.
Guys, as always, we are here to create value for you, and Andrew has done that. He's giving you some incredibly valuable tips and tactics to go out and win the day and start being valuable to your audience. So, as always, ladies and gentlemen, we're grateful for you. We love you. Now it's time to go shred. Go show up, hustle, repeat every day. See you guys.